This is Trish Doherty with the Center for Total Health blog. This podcast is the second in a series of three featuring a conversation between two physicians, Jack Cochran, Executive Director of the Permanente Federation, and his colleague, Scott Young, Associate Executive Director of Clinical Care and Innovation for the Permanente Federation. The topic is care delivery in the information age. In this segment, Jack and Scott talk about patient-centered care, what it looks like, and why it's important.
Can you tell me what should patients expect from care that's really centered on them, and how do we build a system to give them that care?
Our patients are also customers of banks and customers of airlines and customers of other businesses, and they have noticed over the last couple of decades that they don't have to go to a travel agent to get a paper ticket, and they don't have to go to a bank to cash a check, and they don't have to go to a store to get a lot of things, because businesses have made the very clear understanding that the customer is where they are, and how can we relate to that and sort of say the convenience of the patient has to be borne in mind. We start that process by listening to them and by including them when we have discussions around planning, and that's very powerful when a patient can say, I know that what you say makes sense, but from my point of view, that's incredibly inconvenient. That's incredibly difficult for me. So, for example, we put in a patient connectivity capability for emailing your doctor. And when it first came out, we probably had some concerns that, oh my gosh, patients will send us all these emails and it'll just take a lot of time and we're not sure it's going to be well used. Turns out the patients do use it, but they respect that opportunity greatly. And what we didn't fully understand at first is that if they have a question and what they need is an answer, or they want to check on an appointment or check on a lab test, how convenient for them to be able to do it from their home or from their work. So an email or an online check can take the place of a 3 to 4 hour disruption. So very patient focused. We need to get away from that. You have to come to the doctor as the center of the appointment and get your information there to broadly connecting and sharing through continuous healing relationships.
What an evolution we've seen from the house call to the office, now to the email house call, and we're making this kind of great circle back to where the patients actually are. That's really great. In my mind, it takes an organization that's clinically integrated to be able to do that. What prevents hospitals, physicians, health plans, maybe others, from working together to give that clinically integrated care?
Well, that's the question that regulators and people are asking all around, aren't they now? It is very clear that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been adopted as broadly as it could be. It is being done, though. It is being done inside of Kaiser Permanente. It's being done in other organizations across the country. It's being done in communities. And so what we're seeing is that whatever has prevented it in the past is becoming less prevalent. And I think what many organizations that are aligning and joining and collaborating and integrating, what they are coming together around is a true sense of mission. They really want to provide that care that the Institute of Medicine and others have described that's safe, equitable, accessible, and affordable. It's a collaborative, systemic accountability that we're seeing, and I think that's what's happening, and people are finding out ways to do it.